Welcome to Captain Bruce's D-Shanty Hour. I'm his first mate, Peggy Gallen. We got more lobster talk coming up for you right here.
Oh, great.
Arr! Skim the decks, mateys.
Skim the decks?
Luff in the mainsail. And get ready for some tales from the deep.
Oh, great. Joining us now is State Senator Kathy Cook. She is, in fact, I mean, what happened?
She agreed to come on the show to talk about this?
She called me. She wants to come on the show.
Really?
She called me. As a matter of fact, how the hell did she get my cell phone number?
That's a good question. Why don't we ask her?
All right.
How did you get the cell phone number?
You don't have to answer that question.
Okay.
Joining us right now is State Senator Kathy Cook. She is, in fact, the person who proposed the lobster bill, which we were trying to decode or deconstruct yesterday based on an article in the Westerly Sun, but not being seafaring folk ourselves, we didn't entirely understand every aspect of it, so we thought we would have her come on. Hi.
Hey, I bet you don't know what a scupper is either.
Nah, I don't know what a scupper is. But I know enough to belay it when I see it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's talk about this bill. I mean, this is a bill basically that at its alpha and omega is the sort of idea that lobsters are being overfished or fished.
The extra research component to it, because we know the program works, but we will be having observers who will verify that the fishermen have indeed taken the female lobster, put a notch in her tail, and put her back in the water to produce eggs and more baby lobsters.
Okay, so it's been... Okay, now I get the whole thing now. Here's an idea, just as when you get to the amendment stage, possibly combining with Diana Urban's bill. She's from down in lobster country, too. And you could have recently freed elephants who would guard the lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
They would, you know, give them snorkels or something, and they would be...
Now, when I was chairman of the Environment Committee, we had the elephant bill, too, back then, you know, and the public hearing was really fun, because you know how people kind of look like their pets after a while?
Yeah.
You should have seen the elephant people.
They have big noses?
Oh, man, you know the 18-year-old girl who looked pretty good in spandex on the trapeze?
I was hoping we were talking about their noses anyway.
She's now like 60 and takes care of the elephants.
Woo!
And she still wears spandex.
Okay.
And that was not a pretty sight.
You want to hear my impersonation of an elephant?
No, no, you say no. Just say no.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know if the elephant bill is going to go anywhere, but the lobster bill is on the fast track.
Well, I think it's great, because, I mean, there is a real problem. Let me ask you a thing, because, you know, there's...
Please don't.
No, I'm asking you a serious thing.
Okay.
Which is that, you know, you were talking about warmer waters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking global warming ultimately is also an issue for lobsters. I mean, if we don't slow this thing down.
And the cable.
Yeah. And the cross-island cable. And how about that stupid liquefied gas platform that's like the size of Delaware that's going to go out there?
Clever idea, I know.
You got to make sure that doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Well, what are you doing about it?
Well, you know, it's in the New York waters.
We're beating up on New York legislators.
Connecticut's going to have very little to say about that, unfortunately, because they're putting it...
Do you think this is a proper way to address a senator?
Yeah.
What are you doing about it?
I like her. Well, no.
I know, but...
I did the puppet bill last year, remember?
Oh, yeah, you did the puppet bill, that's right. I mean, we're still catching the fallout from the puppet sore head.
Yeah, but, it's cruel to the puppet.
Listen, no puppets ever get hurt around here, all right?
Oh, and by the way, when you called earlier, I was in a meeting with Lou DeLuca. He gives you his best regards.
I'm having that kind of day anyway. But let me just say this. I want to talk to you about this liquefied natural gas platform, because we can protect the lobsters all we want, but if they're going to put something that stupid out there, and you're telling me that there's nothing that we could do, can't we cut off their power or something?
I figure they should build their own power plants, you know? They want to have us all these cable crossings and stuff.
Yeah, right. But
Chrissy Brinkley came over, you know, all the men went gaga over Chrissy Brinkley. Oh, my God, she's here. And I told her, build your own power plants, Chrissy.
Oh, like if Alec Baldwin came over, you wouldn't be drooling? Of course you wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just really seriously, I think this liquefied natural gas platform, which is this huge thing, it's gigantic, and there's nothing Connecticut can do one way or another to make this either happen or not happen, because it's in New York waters.
I'm sure if they put a camera up, Attorney General Blumenthal will figure out a way have a press conference about it, but because they're positioning it within New York waters, they're trying to keep us out of it.
But you sound like you've just given up. I mean,
no, we haven't given up. You know, we'll find
I bet you Blumenthal has given up. He's like Lassie, you know. I mean, he'll protect us from anything.
Well, I got to tell you, this is only one of about 10 of these liquid natural gas platforms they want to put all up and down the East Coast. They're looking at doing one off Gloucester, in the Gloucester fishing waters. They're trying to get them in Boston Harbor. Hmm. I mean, these are foolish things. In Narragansett Bay, Rhode Island is all up in arms about that.
Can't let it happen.
No.
Bad for the lobsters.
That's right.
Well, anyway, good luck with the lobster bill. I think I now understand it. So we have the observers on the boat, and the men put the little clip on the lobster.
Yeah.
And what's the point of the clip? You put the clip on the lobster, and what does that say?
It's illegal all throughout New England and New York to land a V-notched lobster.
Oh.
So they would never get paid for it, so they just throw her back.
I see. So once this has been done to the lobster...
They can't catch her and sell her.
But then once the lobster molts and grows its new shell, it's then catchable.
It buys us 2 years,
okay. And
at that point they can notch her again.
Yeah.
And give her more reproductive time.
How big a stipend would they get?
They get about market price for the lobster, the fishermen do.
So they're
going to get, you know, $6, $7, $8.
So it's, we're basically paying them, they don't really take a big loss anyway by doing this.
Right. I mean, the alternative in the... DEP's mind originally, before we proposed this, was to just shut down the lobster fishery altogether and let them come back on naturally. And, you know, that would have just put my fishing fleet totally out of business. And you and I wouldn't get any lobsters to eat. And I'll eat the male lobsters just fine.
Yeah.
I eat male legislators.
There's an edge to you, I have to say. and I find it exciting.
Well, I grew up in the lobster. My dad had a lobster restaurant in Mystic. And you know that scene from Mystic Pizza where she opens up the refrigerator and it's full of cooked lobsters?
Right.
That was my life growing up. Dad, we have to have lobsters.
Your father kept you in the refrigerator?
Well, it was just, all we ate was lobsters when I was a kid.
I was going to ask you a question. Oh, did they do a financial note on this bill yet? What's the approximate cost of doing all this stuff you're talking
about? We're looking for $1 million each year for the next 2 years from the budget, which will be matched by $1 million each year from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. I'd certainly pay $1 million to save a garbage-eating scavenger.
There you go.
There you go. Kathy Cook, thanks for joining us.
Nice to see you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
You can't see me, actually.
Oh, that's probably just as well.
I thought that went well, but there's something a little edgy about her.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's kind of good.
And I don't like it when they make fun of Blumenthal like that. I mean, it's one thing for us to make fun of Blumenthal like that, but when they make fun of Blumenthal, I mean, you know, the thing about Blumenthal is he's out there doing stuff anyway. He's out there trying.
He's working. He's working for the people.
He's working for the people.
I mentioned I was in Woods Hole the other day.
No.
You want to talk about the oceanographic research and stuff. And get any bigger than that.
Woods Hole, yes, I know.
Yeah.
I actually gave a speech there one time, believe it or not, at that Woods Hole. I did, actually.
For what?
Was it at the Oceanographic Institute or whatever the...
Yeah.
It was one of those things.
That's
what
it is.
It was a big, huge amphitheater.
Yeah. Why?
I'm very well respected in the field of marine biology.
Yeah, right.
You were just interested in my thoughts on
it. Yes, I'm sure they were.
Five valves. No, it was actually part of a lecture series on Cape Cod for like people who are stuck in Cape Cod in the winter. You see, for years, my column ran in the Cape Cod Times every single week. And so I had sort of what amounted
to... A following.
Yeah. There. So I went up there and gave a speech.
Well, that's
part of a lecture series.
That makes sense.
But I did. I certainly gave them some of my thoughts about marine biology as well.
Or I'm sure.
Anyway, so we've got that on the table. We've got calls coming in here. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, *WTIC. We don't have a prize yet, but I'm still considering the idea of, and I should have talked to Senator Cook about this.
Jingle?
A shanty. You know,
okay,
a lobster being notching shanty.
Mm-hmm.
And I did sort of give a sample one yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Might
be good that you didn't give it again.
All right, fine.
Well, you can, I mean, after the, we have a break to take, but maybe after the break you could do.
I'll put on my Star Whisper.
Right. How did this work again?
I'm not going to, you know what, I'll just forget it. Just forget the whole thing. It was a great idea.
You don't have to get sensitive about it. I don't understand.
I'm upset and I'm stressed out now because I just can't even talk about it. But maybe I'll talk about it later.
Hmm.
But I don't want to talk about it now.
All right.
It was just a little idea I had. It was a medium-sized idea. Well, I was talking to that Patty Bell Hastings.
Yeah.
And just an idea for kind of a Twilight Zone episode. Never mind.
Seems to take off well with her.
People didn't get it and it's fine.
She seemed to think it was a hit.
Ha,
ha, ha. Zip.
Anyway, our numbers are 522.
That one zipping right over her head.
522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC. Maybe it would be better if the creatures were... It would be even better. Okay. This knits everything together. I just came up with an embellishment that knits the entire first hour of this show together.
Thank God.
Okay. On the other planet, mm-hmm. where they eat people, the creatures are giant lobsters, and so they look at Earth as like one of those lobster tanks where you pick out something that you want to eat.
But now, they're picking out people.
They're picking out people instead of lobsters.
All right, now that makes sense.
Okay, that's even better, right?
Yeah.
And so when every time you climb into the booth where they take pictures of your face and change your face around and stuff like that, basically the lobsters are at Denny's. Maybe it's not funny because they keep saying Denny's.
Why?
The lobsters are at Red People. They have a planet called Red People. I mean, they have a restaurant on their planet called Red People.
Red People. That's good. Okay. See, that's good. It's stupid and twisted, but it's good. Okay.
Red it's not People. Denny's anymore. It's so much funnier now. They have a restaurant called Red People. And they look...
Bobby's shaking his head in there. He's in just total disbelief. Red People. Get it?
Like Red Lobster? See? Like red lobsters, lobster? Red People. Yeah. And there's lobsters right, there, and they're picking out the people. And it's like, no, okay, fine.
I'm starting to think like you, and that's really frightening.
Yeah. The... Okay, now Richard Blumenthal did save us from Blockbuster. Blockbuster
yes.
Was also trying to eat us. No, not exactly. The they had this no late fees promotion,
mm-hmm.
and a group.
I thought it was that was their policy from here on in.
Well, according to Blumenthal, along with the attorneys general of 46 other states and the District of Columbia, decided that the no fees policy was a fiction.
46 other states?
Yeah.
What do you want to bet Texas is the one that didn't participate?
No, it's very possible. The customers were charged the full purchase price of the rented video or game if it was not returned 7 days after the due date. If the item was returned within 30 days, then the charge was removed from the customer's credit cards, but they were charged a restocking fee of $1.25.
You're executed in Texas if you don't bring them back when they're supposed
exactly.
to be back.
Exactly, they just
that's it, zapping, over with.
Late fees by any other name, restocking fee is still a fee, said Blumenthal. You know, I need to develop a good Blumenthal in response.
Blockbuster record. With a gurney, right, when you're in Texas. Right when you go through the door.
Blockbuster
like, you're late,
consumers.
Lay down.
Yeah. So, Blockbuster told consumers such fees were ended. Our message is truth or consequences. Tell the truth or face consequences.
Let's get them on.
No. No, let's not.
What do you mean? It's because it's so difficult?
I think I could develop a pretty good Blumenthal impersonation if I worked on it. And then we wouldn't need ever to have them on. I would just read it, yeah, and then I would say, Attorney General's voice impersonated.
Yes, you lines. Would say that.
But I would do that as Woody Allen going, Attorney General's voice was impersonated. And then someone else would have to say that was an impersonation of Woody Allen saying it was Attorney General's voice was impersonated.
We had a major wildlife experience at my house today.
Mm-hmm.
Major wildlife experience at
before
my
you
house
say,
today.
Before you tell that, I just want to say that we were just listening to Kurt Elling. Kurt Elling is going to be part of this amazing thing in Hartford on Sunday. This is going to be sort of, if everybody shows up who's supposed to show up, this is going to be an amazing day in Hartford. We talked about it last Friday when you were off, but I want to mention, remind people again, at the Theater for the Performing Arts in Hartford, they're going to perform pretty much for like almost the first time the only musical Dave Brubeck ever wrote called The Real Ambassadors. Diane Maurer, an amazing jazz singer in her own right and the kind of the head of the jazz program there, or I don't know what she does at the Academy for the Performing Arts, which she does something like that. She's going to revive the musical. She's got the kids performing it. They've got Kurt Elling, who you just heard, one of the coolest guys in the universe, and John Hendricks, the guy who invented vocalese with Lambert Hendricks and Ross, are supposed to both sing with the kids in this show. Dave Brubeck and his wife Iola are going to be there. Supposedly Jose Feliciano is coming just to check it out.
Dave Brubeck, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, and you know, he's supposed to come up from Weston or wherever he lives. And so anyway, if you want to read, there's an article on the Life section of The Current about this, and then there's sort of some, I'm not really quite sure what I have to do with this, but I think Dan Kane and I are doing something with a silent auction or wine reception beforehand. And
you were
dinner,
dancing or something.
Dinner afterwards. I think Dan Kane and I are dancing. We're going to be doing a little, and then also Dennis House and his unnatural elf wife will be also involved in this somehow. But
that's
we're
good.
Just, we're local.
You know. It's really good, too, because, you know, you're always so supportive of Channel 3, so that's good to see.
Well, actually, I mean, I have to say that it's not Dennis House and his unnatural elf wife's fault that Channel 3 is leaving to go God knows where. Isn't their slogan, We're Everywhere?
Well, that's probably why.
Is that their slogan?
Yeah, we're everywhere, yeah.
We're everywhere?
I believe it is.
I think they're admitting it to, we're everywhere, if by everywhere you mean Rocky Hill.
They're going to Rocky Hill?
That's where they were going at one point. Who knows where they're going now? As a matter of fact, they may be like the Battlestar Galactica on TV stations. Maybe they just sort of float around.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put it up in a dirigible or something. Or maybe they'll put it on Long Island Sound, one of those liquefied natural gas plants. And I don't know where they're going to be. Nor do I care, actually.
It's a good idea. I was really happy to hear that they're thinking about those liquefied natural gas platforms just off Gloucester. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't think you're going to see one of those in Boston Harbor.
No.
Not from what I gather. You got enough problems with that right now.
Right. Well, we don't like those liquefied natural gas platforms. But anyway, you know, on Sunday, and read all about it, Owen McNally has a terrific piece on it in the life section of the Hartford Courant today. And I don't know how many tickets there are left, but I think there probably are some. And I think one way or another, this is going to be kind of a remarkable day in Hartford, if everybody shows up anyway. And definitely Kurt Elling and John Hendricks are worth
it. Usually they don't promote events like that when they say, if, you know, like when they promote
something. Well, I noticed it says,
if everybody shows up.
Yeah. I noticed that it says something like, it was worded, the part about Brubeck himself was worded a little bit. Yeah. Dave and Iola Brubeck are expected to attend, as is pop star Jose Feliciano.
Well, they're expected to attend.
They're expected to attend, yeah.
That's different than saying, if they show up.
No, that's true. But I think it'll be
basically the same thing, yeah, I guess.
I think it'll be a great day. And if they don't show up,
be a great day anyway.
We'll sing the parts that they were going to sing.
That'd be lovely.
Dan Keen and I will belt out a few numbers. Anyway, what were you going to say about a wildlife event at your house?
Well, it's just, it was no big deal, actually. We have wild, well, they're trained wild turkeys.
They're trained wild turkeys?
They come up to the back door and we feed them.
Is that wise?
They seem to think it is.
What does Paul Rigo from DEP say about feeding wild turkeys?
Well, you probably shouldn't feed them.
Yeah.
Because then they don't look for stuff in the wild. I understand all of that.
Yeah.
But what I didn't know was that I'm walking around the corner to my garage today, and I didn't know that there were like 10 of them standing just off to the right of the garage. Yeah. When I hit the garage door. Exactly. When I hit the garage door opener, I mean, all hell broke.
Who's that freaking fool? Who's that freaking fool? This is what when you get involved with turkey welfare queens like this, when you're actually sort of, you start expecting handouts and stuff like that.
Well, you know.
Yeah. One of these days, there'll be 30 of them. They'll tear you to pieces.
Well, there have been 25.
That happened to a nurse in Newtown.
Torn
to pieces by wild turkeys.
Yeah. Could have been a fisher, though.
Yeah, could have been a fisher. Ranger Bill didn't understand he was supposed to be on yesterday. And it's possible, I suppose, that Ranger Bill might be on today.
I think that would be great to have Ranger Bill on. Who better to explain nature and the role of the fisher, or a fisher cat, as some people have said, the role of the fisher in the environment in Connecticut and how it's coming back, it's flourishing. Who better?
Yeah, Ranger Bill lives out in the forest, I think maybe Scotland, Connecticut, somewhere around there. We don't think he's affiliated with any particular federal or state agency.
Okay,
he's an independent ranger. He's a freelance ranger.
Yeah.
So anyway,
how can you just call yourself a ranger?
Well,
he doesn't have to be associated.
He's a ranger. He doesn't call himself a ranger. He's a ranger.
He is
a ranger. Not a state ranger or a federal ranger.
I see. Just
he's an
a
independent
ranger.
Ranger. Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't make him any less of a ranger. Should we talk to Paul on his cell phone?
Oh, I think so. Paul.
Hey, Colin. How are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, Channel 3 is going to build a boat, and they're going to be floating on the Connecticut River, and they're going to have their own floating studio. It's going to be the latest and greatest thing.
Is there a punchline coming here somewhere?
No.
All right.
That's it.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Wait a minute. All right, bye?
Okay, bye.
That was kind of cold.
Well, I mean, I just thought
this poor man calls up.
Yeah.
He calls up.
Mm-hmm.
To try to offer a little something for the show.
It was humor. It was comedy. It just wasn't,
no, it
wasn't really all that funny.
It was no funny. It wasn't that funny. It wasn't funny at all.
It wasn't really very funny. Speaking of wildlife, I want to mention this. I'm reading an appellate decision right now here in the state of Connecticut. It looks like it's been another bad day for rattlesnakes. The rattlesnakes, they live out in eastern Connecticut off Ash Swamp Road. I used to live off Ash Swamp Road. And I used to live near where the rattlesnakes
are. Right.
Mm-hmm. And there, no, this is true, actually. For 3 years of my life, I lived out on Diamond Lake in Glastonbury. And And so they're about to build yet another thing out there. And it's in a rattlesnake habitat.
Another thing?
Or another stupid subdivision of some kind. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And so the Animal Rights Front sued just for a permanent injunction to try to stop them. Because they're going to disturb the rattlesnakes. And rattlesnakes, it will deplete their food source and their vegetation that they use as cover. And pretty soon the rattlesnakes will die out. And that's been happening there anyway. Well, anyway, according to this appellate ruling, which affirmed the lower court ruling.
Is this going to take long?
No. I guess I don't have time. Never mind. I'll tell you later. Just in summer, Boris Becker will play tennis in Avon.
Woo-hoo!
And on his off nights, he'll be a waiter at Dakota on Route 44. It's time for Sports on Trois with the very French sports system segment of Ac, Monsieur Ambrosio.
Word of the beat.
Even and myself, Louis Gascon-Belair.
So double B's coming to ask questions today. We had somebody email me a question. At WTSC.com.
Here's my problem with that question,
right,
which I've also lost.
Sure.
But I know what it says.
Yeah, I do too.
It assumes facts, not in evidence.
Oh, exactly. The question was, why does my head spin when the moon is full?
The question asker says, why does his
head spin? Yeah, why does his head spin? And then I'd have to find, the Institute would have to divine, and then would have to figure, who's that, sorry? I'd have to figure out what this person knows, what their basis of knowledge is, what kind of education they have, their religious beliefs, who they voted for in the last three gubernatorial elections, those sort of things, to try to figure out what they had in their head, because that all plays into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question that I have is from John Gribben of Weehawken, New Jersey.
Oh, I love Weehawken.
It says, dear
Weehawken, because we sneeze.
Dear Mr. Ambrosio, what can we expect from the sun in the future? Is it getting brighter or dimmer? Is it expanding or contracting?
Dimmer, expanding. The sun is getting dimmer, not because of the ozone layer, which is mistaken, which has been passed down by Carl Sagan and many other knowledgeable scientific people. The sun is getting dimmer because it is getting closer to us, because the axis of the Earth has changed over the last 36 years. Because of chemicals and toxins in the system, the Earth, the axis has changed. So it's getting closer. It's getting dimmer because it's being covered up more. And it's expanding for the same reason, because of the toxins and all the other crap that's in the air. So that's pretty much it.
Went over my head. I didn't understand it.
No, it's kind of bright.